This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. Brian Berkowitz here, and we are back for a special episode. I'm here with my good friend Rich Baum. What's up, Rich?
Hey, everybody out there, and hello, Brian. How are you?
I am good. It's been a couple of months since our last release. And
I'm raring to go. Raring to go.
Fall is upon us. How's your fall going? And the summer fall? Good?
It's nice to get out of the summer heat. Twilights are back to, I get home at 7 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And
it's only going to get even better in the next month or two. So,
yeah, you start your twilights at 4:30. It's great.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, at the time of this actual recording, I know we're releasing a week after PMRE, but we're recording this now a week before PMRE. So pretty exciting. You have your workshop coming up. I have my workshop coming up. 2 days of conference in Vegas. You're pumped?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm sure that it's going to be a really, really great time. And we might actually learn something. So, you know, but the workshops I'm really excited about. And I'm excited to assist you on your workshop. You know, you're going to come help me, I'm going to help you, and it's just going to be a really fun day. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we don't know, obviously, when this is released, we know what happens, but right now we don't know what happens. But you, Rich, and you and I, we rented a 15 passenger party bus so we can transport our workshop attendees to from the hotel to the location and back. So it's pretty exciting. We have it for a day before the workshop, so maybe we'll have to find 15 random people and go out for a night in the
Pick
town.
Pick them up off the strip. No, but when you say party van, I think it's the black big one where you've got the mood lighting inside and the refrigerator and the jacuzzi. But it's not quite that.
It's not that. It's a 15-passenger van.
15-passenger van.
Everyone's going to be sitting on top of each other's laps. And
oh, if we get lucky, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we don't have to tell anybody because what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, well, now you...
And I'm sure we'll have some stories because we always do have some stories.
Cool. So we're obviously in between seasons now, but we wanted to release this special episode to let everybody know some, I guess, an announcement and some changes that we're making in with Shooting Spaces and the podcast, and what we have planned for the upcoming season/year, which is pretty exciting stuff. So I don't know if you want to start talking about it or you want...
Yeah, you know, I'll just say why I think we're doing it. You know, we're how many episodes were 165?
168.
Yeah, February. And you know, I'm not saying they're getting stale, and you know, we still have great topics, and it's still a really valid, viable podcast. But we've been thinking, Brian and I have been thinking, and kind of brainstorming how to bring us into the new year. And how to make the podcast kind of a little different format. It's still similar to what we've been doing, but we've got a new format, and I'm really excited about it. And I'll let you talk about that new format.
Yeah, just to kind of harp on what you're saying. Yeah, first off, we want to thank every one of our listeners for the last 4+ years. I think February is going to be going on 5 years. So we're almost at 5 years, 160.
I can't believe it.
168 episodes. And obviously we wouldn't be here today without the listeners and still going and still pivoting to a space where I think we can be on for several more years. I mean, who knows, but you know, that's the goal. But yeah, you know, just to kind of reiterate what you said, it's not that it's getting stale, but our format as it is has, we're 168 episodes in, and they're sort of the same. And you know, we don't get as many Ask the Guys as we used to, and we've covered so many topics and we've spoken to so many people. So we decided that, you know, we wanted to change it up and hopefully go for several more years. And we wanted to sort of bring a renewed interest where people can look forward to coming back to our episodes and hopefully bring some new educational material out to people. And on top of that, there are some other podcasts out there in the industry which are all very good at this point. You know, I've listened to all of the new real estate photography podcasts that are out there. And we feel in order to hopefully stay on top and stay active in the industry with the podcast, we have to pivot a little. So the reason this came about, there's kind of two factors and two ways to go about this. The way this came about is because we've done a couple of roundtable episodes over the years. Where we've hosted, I think, 2, 3, 4 guests where a lot of us have chatted together. And of all 168 episodes, those episodes have gotten us the most positive and the best feedback. And, you know, we've been told from people all the time that they love the roundtables. It's not in an interview style. It's more of a conversation. It's more of a discussion. It's more of people in the industry just kind of chatting and just talking shop. So based on a lot of that feedback, one of the ways we're going to be pivoting is we're going to hopefully try and be more of exclusively roundtable discussions from here on in, not just you and me, those Ask the Guys are going to kind of be done with, not just you and me, but hopefully at least one guest, obviously, but hopefully at least 2 guests on each episode. So it'll be 4 of us, 3 of us if we can't get a 4th guest, but more of a discussion about whatever the topic of the day is, or whatever the topic of that episode is, rather than just interview style. You know, what are you doing in your business? What camera are you using? So we're going to kind of pivot and go strictly roundtable, and our goal, it might be tough, but hopefully maybe with some people's help, we can get interesting trending topics to discuss, things that are relevant in our industry at that point of time, rather than stuff that was relevant 2 years ago, whatever, but stuff that or topics that people want to hear at this point in time. So that's kind of the first step of where we're going as far as doing complete roundtables. The second thing, which we think is pretty cool, and we were sort of inspired by this idea by something our friend Jordan Powers is doing. So I'm going to give him credit for what he's doing, and that kind of inspired where we want to go with this. And that's to not just have us be podcast hosts and talking and people listening, but to make our podcast more community driven. And by that, I mean, what we plan on doing is we're going to, instead of the seasons that we do, we're going to probably release once a month, because what we're going to end up doing is a little more involved production wise. So it's going to take a little longer, hopefully maybe the first week of the month, but don't hold us to that. But we are going to allow, the final number hasn't been decided, maybe 20 or 25 people to join us while we record that podcast live. So whatever day we come up with, we're going to have a registration for that episode recording. And it's going to be a first come, first serve basis. Once we announce that registration is open and we have it open to however many people, the first 20 or 25 people that sign up get to come and participate. And when we say participate, we don't mean in terms of being on camera or audio wise, but they get to watch it live while we're recording the episode with our guests several weeks before the release. And they can participate in the chat. They can ask questions. If they have questions about things we're discussing on the episode, they can kind of put it in the chat, and they can help guide our conversation based on their needs. So we're looking to make this more community involvement and more community integration into the type of episodes we're going to be releasing. Did I sort of sum it up and explain it clearly, Rich?
I think you did a wonderful job.
Okay.
And and when we go to, really excited about this new format, and when we go to Vegas, we're going to be able to have 300 and some people that we can, you know, the best in the business, some really interesting people. We were going to, you know, talk about, you know, just get ideas and help make this new change be so much better and more pertinent and just more enjoyable for you out there listening and watching to enjoy the podcast. More informative, more educational, things like that. And I'm so looking forward to running it by a lot of people and getting our first, hopefully get our first season ready, lined up while we're in Vegas, because that's, for me at least, it's really all about networking. And it's going to be not as much about me learning or education, although I learned so much at the PMRE or PFRE or whatever they want to call it. But and, you know, with the social media, I think it's a good change to include this new participation aspect. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I think it gives people the opportunity to guide our episodes in a way with content that they might want to hear, depending on what the topic is. And, you know, we haven't figured out those topics and we're going to start scheduling those out. And like I said, maybe we'll put a poll out there or ask people for feedback as far as different topics they might want to hear. And then we'll go on and try to find guests that are relevant to that topic. This way we can get the best people involved for the discussion of that topic. And then, like I said, we'll open up registration each month for the episode, maybe 1 or 2 weeks before recording data set. I'm assuming they'll probably be at night in the evening, Rich, just because during the daytime is too hectic for people. But we, for people that don't know, Rich and I most typically record at night anyway, and then allow people to come join us while we record live, not via, you know, on-screen FaceTime or audio, but listen to what we're talking about, put questions in the Q&A box, put comments on the chat, and hopefully find out information that they're looking for. So
yeah, and I'm just going through my head. I'm starting to put people together. I'm really think it's going to be fun, and we can just have different people that know a lot about certain topics. But sometimes just getting two people that, you know, are really fun together. You know, I think of several of our friends of the show and our friends of photography that just go well together. And I think it's going to be really, really, it's going to work really well. I think it's going to be get great feedback too.
Awesome. So that's about it. We're not going to keep anybody listening too long because we just wanted to kind of make this announcement, explain to people where we're headed in the next year or so. And first off, please let us know your feedback about this idea. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to hear if you think it's a good idea or it's a bad idea. If it's a bad idea, maybe don't tell us because we don't want to know about it. But and then the other thing I want to mention, I'm going to do a little bit of the dirty work here because I feel like we have to. And I'll do it so you don't have to deal with it, Rich, because it's something we discussed is what happens if people register to watch an episode live and unfortunately they don't attend. And while we understand that emergencies do come up, that happens, for the most part, we have to, because we're only limiting this to maybe 20 or 25 people, we have to make sure that people that take a spot away from someone else attend. So if you do register, and unfortunately, you don't attend, barring any emergency circumstances.
You get a timeout.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not going to allow you to register for future podcasts. And we hate to do it, and we hate to be the bad guy police and all that stuff. But remember that if you do register and you don't show up, barring unforeseen circumstances, you are taking a spot away from somebody else. So just for the sake of being fair to everybody, that's kind of what we're thinking. And, you know, we don't want to do it, but if someone has a better idea of a way to police that, please let us know. But that's kind of where we're at with regards
and
to that.
How do people get in touch with us? What's the best way?
Just to reach out to us, just email us. Email us, chat with us on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want to chat with us. Yeah. Send us an email, info@shootingspaces.net. Both Rich and I get that email so we can respond to you. And then make sure you are on our email list because once we, when we open up a new topic and registration for a new episode recording, we're going to email it out and put it on social media. And like I said, it's going to be a first come, first serve. We're not going to charge anything. It's going to be completely free. But it's going to be a first come, first serve. So if you're not one of those 20 or 25 people, and we'll have that final number hopefully in the next week or two, you're going to unfortunately miss out and either have to wait for the regular release and you will obviously not be able to participate in the conversation. So.
And, you know, I want everybody out there to look at this as a, you're doing something good for the community by participating and asking us or mentioning a topic or people that you'd like to have on, because it not only answers your questions, but answers a lot of questions from people that just don't ask the questions, but want to know a lot of this stuff. Because as I always say, you don't know what you don't know. And when a new topic comes up, something that interests you and you'd like to know more about, it's going to interest a lot of other people and help a lot of other people. So I think it's going to be a beneficial
thing. I sort of like to look at it, Rich, as, you know, we're not, I mean, even though we are, but we're not actual podcast hosts, but we're just helping to drive community discussion, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, that's where we're at. I think that's about it. We're second week in November now. We're going to hopefully, if all goes well, and we haven't done one of these yet. So if all goes according to plan, hopefully start of the new year, January, we'll release our first episode. So sometime in early December, second week in December, whatever it is, once we kind of figure out all the logistics, just keep an eye on your email, social media, so you can hear of when we launch registration for the first episode recording. And that is it. I'm excited. Shooting Spaces 2.0.
And let us know from this little announcement video or podcast, let us know what you think about it, because that's helping us at this point. It's still a work in progress at this point. We haven't done one. And we won't have had one released yet. Let's just say that. But we'd love to get your feedback and to know what you think about this new format. And who knows, you know, we could go in one of several directions. But I think it's going to be a good change, and I'm really stoked about it. Excited.
All right, cool. So with that, unless there's anything else, Rich, on your end, I think.
No, just getting ready. I don't know about you. It just happened last week. I'm getting excited about PMRE. I secured a beautiful house for my workshop, and I saw your locations for your commercial workshop yesterday, and they look great. And I am just so stoked to not only just do it, but to just hang out and have fun with you and 10, 15 people for a couple of days. And these workshops can be really special opportunities to learn, but also just to hang out with other photographers and have a really fun day. So, and you know, we can't tell you what we did in our workshops, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So
yeah,
we can't tell stories, but I'm sure something will be out there in the social media stratosphere.
Yeah.
Little snippets.
All right, cool. Okay. I think that about wraps it up. So we will see everybody, I guess, in the next couple of weeks. Just keep an eye on your emails. Shoot us an email, let us know what you think, as we said, and hopefully this turns into something great. We're hoping so.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be really good. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Rich, okay. As always,
awesome. Talk to you later.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.